Welcome to the Brett Boone Podcast. Explore the mind of MLB All-Star, Silver Slugger, and Gold Glove winner, Brett Boone, as he sits down with his friends from the world of professional sports. Now up to bat, Brett Boone.
Hey, welcome everybody to Turning Two with Boone. It's a special. Let's catch up with the entire Boone family here on the Brett Boone Podcast. I'm Rich Rare, the executive producer, and that is Grandpa Brett Boone. Congratulations, Brett. You are now a grandfather.
Is it not amazing? Youngest grandfather of all time, Rich, 39 yeah. years old. It's amazing.
Amazing. All right, how's it feel to be a grandpa?
It is. It's really cool. I was with my daughter this morning just looking at the baby, it brings you back to when they were kids.
Right.
But it still isn't clicking grandpa. The big hubbub is, well, what's she going to be named? And everybody's got a name for me already. And my thing is, little Bobby Boone will name me whatever she sees fit. And it's not what everybody else wants her to call me. So I'm what? Waiting when she can talk in a couple weeks, she can name me what she wants to name me.
I'm waiting for her to call you the Boone.
Correct. She might call me the that would be a little weird.
I would love for Bobby to call you the Boone. In fact, let's meet your granddaughter. It's again a special edition of Turning Two with Boone because let's bring in the apple of his eye. That right there is the lovely Savannah Allen. And ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever on the Boone Podcast, let's meet the adorable Bobby Boone.
Savannah. Bobby Boone.
Bobby 5G. Allen.
Bobby. It's Bobby Allen, Rich. I keep Bobby. On making that mistake too. I went to the hospital right after she was born, and I said, "I'm the father of the mother of Bobby." Oh, what's your daughter's name, sir? I said Savannah Boone. And then I kept forgetting. I said, "Oh, whoa, I'm sorry, Savannah Allen." Sis Boone.
He was at the wedding. He remembers your last name is now Allen, right?
Oh, yeah. It's changed. It's legal.
It's legal
but
now.
I did keep Boone. It's now moved into my middle name.
Okay. Savannah Boone Allen. So well, first of all, congratulations to you and Nikki Knox. What a beautiful baby.
Thank you. Yes, we're so happy she's finally here. Felt like I was pregnant for 10 years, but worth it.
So Brett, describe this moment in your life. You've had a lot of things in your life go on. I know you're proud of all your children, but my gosh, a grandchild.
Well, I think you look at it and until it actually happens, I think you're just kind of, you don't believe it's real. Then it happens, then it hits you a little bit. And you're thinking the whole time, I just want Savannah to, you know, I don't want to be there for the when they're going through the labor and to see your daughter that way. But I was getting updates and Nick was great. He had us all on a text thread and he was giving us blow by blow. Savannah's hanging in there. She's doing good. And then all you want to hear is, you know, I hear the baby's born. You know, 7 pounds. I forget. Savannah will correct me if I'm wrong here. I think seven pounds, 10 ounces.
Correct.
How's Savannah doing? She's doing good. She's got a tiny fever. Then I get to see her soon and she's fine. She was when I first walked in. First time I got to see the baby, you know, I looked at Savannah right away and she was doing good. She had a good look on her face like, whoo, that was tough. But it made all the worries go away of anything. Then you hear everything's healthy, everything's normal with the baby, and then you're good to go. Because that's all that really matters, you know. That all the stuff leading up to this is a lot of theatrics. But in the end, does she have 10 toes? Absolutely, and she's healthy, and my daughter's healthy, and that's what's most important. To see Nick, and I just went into him. I said, "How? What's your feeling right here?" I can picture myself 30 years ago, almost now, with Savannah, first time going through it as a father. And I'm looking at Nick going, what was it like? And he just had a look at his face. He was smiling ear to ear. And they were not sleeping much for a couple days. And to see the look in his eye, like, I can't believe it, Brett. I can't believe it. And then, of course, we talked hitting for a while, held the baby and took some pictures and I got out of there.
How many baseballs has she gotten? How many gloves has she gotten? What kind of gifts have people bestowed upon the newest member of the Allen / Boone family?
Yeah, we got a couple. We were actually taking some off the tee earlier. No, she hasn't gotten any baseball-related things. But for Family Day, she made it in time for Family Day with the Astros. So she's going to be dressed as a baseball in a little romper with her jersey.
That is outstanding because you know the whole story. Dusty Baker said the reason why little Darren Baker is on the field because of your dad and your Uncle Aaron and their little custom Boone jerseys that had to be just right. And, you know, Sue Boone had to make sure the boys are dressed. And I mean, this is so cool seeing little Bobby Boone named after your grandfather.
Yes. She's actually named after Bob Boone, obviously, right. Bobby. And then her middle name is after Nick's grandfather, Frank Navetta. So he's straight from Sicily. So right. It's Italian for snow. I made sure I looked up the translation. It wasn't anything weird, but Bobby Navetta Allen.
That is how.
Well, so Savannah, officially, is it Bobby Navetta Boone Allen or is it Bobby Navetta Allen? You said no, you put Boone in the middle. Is that just your Instagram?
That was for no. That's for my name. Her.
Oh, I keep going. Bobby. Okay, Bobby.
Bobby Navetta. Allen. She is me and Nick's child. I am your child. I bumped our middle name to the middle. So I'm now Allen, but my middle name is now Boone.
Oh, your middle name. I got it. So yeah, it's not Bobby.
I didn't get rid of my last name. I just moved it to the middle.
Okay, it's not Bobby Navetta Boone Allen.
No.
Bobby Navetta. I got you.
Just
okay.
BNA.
Wow. And Al and Nick, what's Nicky Knox saying?
All of this is new to both of us, but he's been pretty good. He's been pretty calm and collected and really wanting to learn how to nail a swaddle. We're still working on diaper changing, but he's getting after it. He wants to be involved. So it's been very nice. And luckily, I mean, you know, with baseball, we don't have much time together for paternity leave. So he's already in Houston going to the game tonight. So we already miss him. But
well, think about the difference. You've heard the story about when your Uncle Matt was born. That Sue had to stay back behind the boys go to the All-Star game, right?
Yep.
And now you think about how different this game has changed over the years, and the Boone family's changed over the years, that Nick got to be there for the baby. I mean, Brett, your dad didn't see Matthew for a while when he was playing because he didn't have paternity leave. And now, thank goodness, Savannah, you got FaceTime, so I'm sure – you know, Nicky Knox, as soon as game's over, he's going to be running to the clubhouse. All right, FaceTime, let's see the baby. What's she doing
today? Yeah, he's already was asking for updates on the plane. I'm like, she's napping, she's eating.
The one thing, Rich, I don't have to worry about is Nick Allen slacking.
No.
he'll be right in there. You know, I could.
No, Nicky Knox, and I've talked to him a couple times, could be the kind of soul that you'll ever meet.
He's one of them. He's for sure.
He's worthy of being the Boone son-in-law. I'll just put it to you that way.
You got
all right,
it. You got
Brett, it. Talk to your daughter here in front of everybody on the Boone podcast.
Honey, yep. I am proud of you. It was awesome. I tell Savannah, and I've been telling her this for the last couple of days, I cannot wait to get my, and she's got it all set up for me. She's like, Dad, you're going to have the car seat in your car. I said, I'll get one of those. I said, but I want to walk. When I take my beach walks with my dog, I said, I'm going to put Bobby. And she's like, you get a satchel, you get it all fitted. Savannah's already got it. She's okay. Got me dialed in,
we'll get you your own grandpa kit.
Yeah, and I think this off season, I think I'm going to be, it's going to be pretty cool to get to legit, you know, actually spend time and call your granddaughter, which is still weird, but...
Right.
It's going to be awesome. But, sis, I'm proud of you. Awesome. I'm glad everybody. And I was, you know, Rich, I was with her this morning, and she's doing really good, and she's moving around. And I watched the baby just sleeping, and she's like, you want to hold him? Hold her? And I said, no, I want to let her sleep.
Right.
So,
yeah. Okay. Pretty awesome. Savannah, before we let you go, what kind of grandpa do you think your dad's going to be?
I think once she's a little less fragile and is moving around, I feel like he's going to be loving it. A big girl grandpa, I feel.
Like, will he be wrapped around her little finger?
Yeah, I think so.
Brett?
Papa Brett, that's my vote.
I would say probably, yes.
But yeah. she'll name you.
I'm hoping that she calls him the Boone.
We'll see if she can pronounce that.
Yeah, that's what I'm pushing for. Brett, you've got 4 tremendous children. And you have this incredible family. What advice do you have for your daughter now that she's taken this next step in her life and she's now going to be responsible for bringing another human being into this world? And you know what? Like I said, Savannah is an amazing woman. You've got Jake, who's every parent wishes their kid could be Jake. And then you've got Isaiah and Judah, who we're going to talk to in just a little bit. Those guys are amazing. You've raised amazing kids. What advice do you have for your daughter?
I just enjoy this, embrace this. All of us, I think we go back and we look at our kids when they were young. And now you get to the second half of your life where we're at, Rich. And you think, man, if I could have spent a little more time when I was young, that's all you say. Enjoy these kids. They don't stay little forever. They grow up and it gets more challenging. But she's going to be a great mom. She's got her mom with her right now.
Yeah,
that has helped Savannah a lot. And, you know, she knows what it's like to be a baseball mom and a baseball wife. So she's got, I would say Savannah Boone's got as many good people around her as possible to kind of to help her in the early stages. That being said, Savannah is kind of someone that researches everything. And by talking to her, you act like this is her 5th kid. So,
right.
You've got that going for you. I love you. Awesome. I can't wait to hang with Bobby, because probably this winter is going to be the time where, you know, I can take her in my satchel and we can walk on the beach. But I am definitely looking forward to it.
I can't wait till Bobby says that she wants McDonald's and your dad actually goes to McDonald's.
Oh, absolutely. Wherever she wants.
Yeah, absolutely. Savannah, so just remember this. Nobody's going to care if your house is dirty 3 years from now. We're only going to care that the baby's safe and happy and everything else. So if it gets the choice between getting some sleep or cleaning the house, worry about your sleep. We can take care of the house later. Just your biggest thing is take care of that cute little girl.
Will do. It's not too hard to stay with her. She's honestly.
Here's one great thing. Get one and stuffed animals, just something, and take a picture with her on her birthday every month, and you'll be amazed. If you want that one constant of that little stuffed animal or a baseball
size
or whatever
difference?
It is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you'll see every – I wish I would have done that. You're going to be amazed when you see how she's grown over this first year. So you got a picture of her now. Take a picture of her first month birthday, and it's going to make a wonderful collage.
I like that idea.
Yeah. All right. You've got mom duty.
I do.
You're out of here, hon. See ya.
All right. Congratulations. Brett. You're almost stone-faced, like you don't know what to say.
Well, you don't. I mean, this is something that, you know, I know I'm not the first grandfather to go through it, but I think probably all of us that have gone through it, it's a similar reaction. Kind of you don't believe it at first, and then you think, and you just watch. I was just sitting there today watching the baby in the what do we call it? Bin?
The bassinet.
The bassinet. I was just watching her, like, how cool is this? Cool is this? Just kind of reminds you when you were having your kids and your kids were young, just looking at them with the same look, like, I can't believe she's here. Now it's your daughter having a baby and I can't believe she's here. So,
it's been a
long week. We got a lot of activity.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. I hope that you have the same relationship with Bobby that you were able to have with Ray, because I know how important Ray was and how much time you spent with him.
Yeah, I do know from that. I had a pretty darn special relationship with my grandfather, and I know how cool they can be. You know, yeah, I would like nothing more than that.
Okay, folks, in case you're wondering, the Boone household has been very, very busy this week because Brett is now a grandpa. Bobby Allen has come into the world, and now Brett will be completely wrapped around here. I hope Milo, your dog, gets enough time with you, because I know you're going to be trying to spend as much time with the baby as possible. But you had more things than that going on this week. If you just had the grandbaby, that'd be a pretty amazing week. But you also have another amazing week because one of the twins graduated from the University of California, Santa Barbara. He and I are fraternity brothers. That's why I'm rocking the Sigma Pi hat. So we're going to bring Judah on to the program. Just graduated, and now he's ready to head out to the world. Hello, brother.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Outstanding. Hi, Jude. Okay, Brett. I mean, talk about milestones in your life. Same week you have a grandchild. Now you have a son who's a college graduate.
Well, you go through certain miracles in your life, Rich. And I think if you rewind the clock 4 years, Judah being on that stage a couple days ago, that's one of the miracles. I dropped him off as a freshman. I remember going through those freshman talks on the phone and I'm going, how are we going to get these kids through college? And Judah, I think, woke up one day and he thought, you know, this is important. I think his big sister and his big brother were good role models for him to follow. And as you grow up and start to become a young man, you start to realize things are important. And I got to give Jude's credit. He buckled down. He started off at the JC. Right. I remember kind of holding stuff over him. Like, you better get the qualifying grades to transfer to UCSB. And I was up in the air when we first had this guy. I'm like, that's 50-50 at best. And I'll tell you what, he got it done. I was proud of him. He moved on to UCSB and he was on the stage the other day and I got some pictures. Hopefully James can show it in this podcast when we put it out on YouTube. Funny. I'm already using it as my screensaver. Judah going onto the stage, like the rock star, full pose. It was cool. It was cool. I got to spend time with him up there. And Rich, it's like his house, and he'll get into it a little bit. His house is like Animal House, the 70s with John Belushi. It reminded me of that. So I just look around. You look around, and I know I was messy as a kid. Ask Sue Boone about that. I walked into his room and I thought, I hope his mom doesn't come up here because this is going to set her back a few days. So anyway, Jude,
did you live in a house or did you live in an apartment?
No, I was in a house with seven of my other buddies.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And then your dad, because, you know, your dad slept in some pretty crazy places. He told me in the minor leagues, he spent less money, but he slept on a couch.
Yeah.
When he was about your age, when he was working his way through the minor leagues. So Brett, compare your living arrangements in the minor leagues to what you saw with Judah's abode.
Judah's property, much cooler than my minor league digs and cooler than my college digs. Now, I was a mess. My mom would come up there and she would look at me like, are you kidding me? But I looked at this kid's place.
Right.
It's way worse. I mean, like one of his socks on the, he's got a cool, like if it was cleaned up, if you paid somebody like $5,000 to clean the place, because that's probably what it would cost somebody to go in there and fumigate it. He's got a pretty cool loft situation. You go up these spiral stairs and it's kind of, you know, it's a kid's house. It's a frat house type atmosphere. But it's just, it couldn't be dirtier. And like I said, I was hoping his mom didn't go to see it because his mom is a very clean woman. So she doesn't like the dirt. But I also go back to my years and I think I didn't really care either. It's like, no, I just want to get to my next, finish this, get to the next part of my life. And eventually maybe I won't be a pig pen. So Judah will get there one day as well.
Judah, tell me about graduation, walking across, having your mom, your dad, everybody there. Your brother came back from New York. Everybody there but sis, obviously. She was kind of busy that day, but having the whole gang there watching you walk across the stage. Talk to us about it. All right, let's check in with another member of the Boone household because, again, Brett, you were busy, Savannah, but you also have a son who just graduated from college. Hey, congratulations as we bring in Judah. My Sigma Pi brother, I'm wearing the hat for you, bro. Congratulations on graduation.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Brett.
Pretty awesome. You know, I dropped him off 4 years ago at the junior college in Santa Barbara. It was a coin flip at best. A year later, he got it done because I told him, I said, hey, you need to get the grades you need to get to go to UC Santa Barbara. And I'll tell you what, he got it done. So I think his Savannah and Jake were good role models for him. He realized how important the education was. And I got to go up to Santa Barbara and watch him take the stage. It was cool. And his siblings got to go. Jake got to fly in from New York.
Yeah.
His mom was there. My Krista was there. Everybody got to see him. His mom's sister were there. Aunt Stacy was there. It was cool. And to see those kids, I remember back. I never graduated, but I remember those college days. And by the way, his house, Rich, like Animal House, it's the messiest house I've ever seen. I wish his mom would have not gone up to his room, because his mom's kind of a clean freak. And I knew, I said, mom shouldn't come up here. It was the dirtiest, maybe the dirtiest room I've ever seen. Ever.
That is outstanding.
There was 200 pieces of clothing on the floor in, and actually a cool loft. He's got a cool setup if you had it cleaned. Like for college, I've lived on couches before. When I was in the minor leagues, I mean, we don't care. We're just trying to get to the next stage of life. I get it, being a boy. But this place was unbelievable. But it's got potential. You know what? I'm glad he's finishing up and he's going to get out of that place and we'll move on.
Now he's ready to go on.
By the way, when he comes home, you know, I'm assuming, you know, getting out into the workforce, kind of getting his legs under him. He's going to stay with dad. And all I kept thinking with his atmosphere is when you're away at college, there's no rules. You do what you want. You're in a frat. You surf when you want. You do anything you want. And I'm just thinking, when he walks through my doors and I set the rules up, it's going to be a shock to the system.
Oh, yeah. Judah, get out and get a job. All right, tell me about graduation. Your brother shows up, surprises you, comes out from New York, right?
Yeah.
How cool was that?
Dude, that was super awesome. I don't really get to see him too often, and just having him come out on a whim like last second was super cool to see. I got to introduce him and my dad, all my family, to all my roommates that I've known for the last 4 years. And we had like a little party in the backyard. It was a really cool experience.
So walking across that stage, were you able to find your family in the crowd, see your dad and go, there you go. Did it. Got it.
not specifically when I was walking across, but afterwards they were all waving their arms at me and I was able to track them down in the crowd of people. But I did get to see a lot of my buddies out in the crowd, like standing up wooing. So it was really cool.
So Brett, when you watch him, I mean, he's now a young man.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool watching these kids grow up and get through their struggles, get through the easy times, get through the times when you get knocked down. And it's fun to watch them develop and become, you know, little kids to pain in the neck teenagers to young men to now starting to be responsible young men. You know, I told Jude all the time, I said, the college degree is a college degree. It's something that it doesn't mean that much, but it does mean you have the ability to complete a task. And 4 years of college, getting that piece of paper, that's just the first test, but it's an important one. And now he's going to move into real life and probably hate his first job, whatever that may be, like we all kind of did. But he'll find his way. And you know, like my other kids, I'm very proud of Judah. He's come a long way. And I wasn't kidding when I said that 4 years ago when I went to his freshman dorm, it was a coin flip. Like, I got no clue. And the fact that he was able to get through it and get to this point, I'm actually really proud of him.
Judah, I can attest to that, because we had conversations. He was like, I don't know what's going to happen. But what was your first job?
My first job? Mine?
No, wait a minute. Brett, have you ever had a real job in your life outside of baseball?
I washed detailed cars when I was in high school.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
So, yeah. I had one job. I had one job before the minor leagues. And then, the hardest job of my life. I worked for the next 17 years.
So, Judah, what are you going to do now?
See, I'm in a secondary program through the university as well. So I'm going to be back up there this summer. I'm like specifically going to be working with like AI. It's called AI and Business Strategy. It's a program, and basically to complete it, I have to take 3 additional courses, and then they give me an internship through the school. So I'd be working with something AI related, either marketing or I really don't know yet. I got to end up, I'm applying to those internships later this summer. But
so
I think that's
what, where would you like to see yourself 10 years from now?
It's hard. It's honestly hard to say. I don't really have a plan as of now. I think I'm just going to get my foot in the door with that internship and maybe see where I can go from there.
I get it. Not living with your dad, so that way you can have your own rules, because your dad's just going to be Brett when you come home.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll get sick of that pretty fast.
Judah's my one, the one that'll get sick of it quicker than anybody else. And I understand it. You know, you're 21 years old, about to be 22 years old. It's got a birthday next month. Right. It's like, especially when you've lived that life, you've been on your own, you're an adult. You don't want to have to come and go and have rules. You want to be an adult. But part of being an adult is being responsible enough to have your own place and to be able to afford your life. So until you can do that, guess what? There's rules. We all had them. Rich, I know you had them. Yep. I lived with my mom and dad after my first stint in the big leagues, because I thought, hey, I don't need to go rent a place. I've got my car. I can stay at home. Mom will stock the fridge. I can save a little money this off season, but I had to live by her rules. And for that, for them taking care of that for me, it was worth just abiding by the rules. And they weren't that tough.
Okay. Real quick, because I know Judah's got stuff to do. Brett, what kind of advice do you give your son now that he's a graduate going on to become an adult? What advice did you get from Ray, from Bob, or somebody else that you want to give to your boy right here?
Whatever you decide to do, you got to follow your passion and you don't waver. You get it done. When something's in front of you, a task, you complete the task. If there's a bump in the road, you accept that bump. You meet it head on and you get through it. Problem solving. Don't do anything, and I hate to say it, half-ass. We talk about that all the time. Everybody wants to take a shortcut in life. Do it. Find your passion. Work through the tough times. But be that guy that your boss says, you can say whatever you want, but I'll tell you what, I want him on my team. Be that guy. That's it. Simple. Be that guy. Responsible. Boss can depend on you. You never miss a deadline. You're on time. You're there when you're supposed to. You complete everything you're supposed to. That's what I want. If I'm a boss, I want somebody I can rely on. And Jude's going to do good because he's pretty charismatic. He knows how to work a room. So he's already got that going for him. So he'll find his way. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, I think that's something I learned up at school as well. Just stuff on time, especially when I was working to transfer. That was something I learned and had to do in order to do that. So.
Hey, you've got a great family. We just talked to Sis. We've had your older brother Jake on. We're going to talk to Isaiah in just a minute. You got a great mom. You got a great dad. Anything you want to say to them? Because they put you at this point. You're ready to take off. I mean, you're sitting on the launch pad. Let's go. What do you want to tell your dad?
Yeah, I just want to tell you thank you to both my parents for, you know, believing me and putting me through this. You know, my dad helped me through all of college. So it was just really great to have that. And especially like my older siblings, being able to look at them and see how they did it. And, you know, it kind of pushed me, you know, I can't fuck this up. I got to do it, you know.
We got Judah dropping F-bombs on the podcast.
I've never dropped an F-bomb on this podcast. We've been doing this for years.
I don't think I have either, Rich.
You haven't. So the first F-bomb we get is from your kids.
Well, and that's typical. It's Judah. If you had a family discussion, said we were having a Q&A and said, who's the only sibling that's dropped an F-bomb? Everybody would point, it's got to be Judah.
I'm taking my Sigma Pi hat off.
You can put my umpire hat.
You guys know what this is like when the umpire looks at a boon and he goes, "You're out. That's it. You're done. Get out.
All right,
you're
dude, done get out of here.
Thank you. All right, see you guys.
All right, take care. All right. If that's not enough, it's been a very busy week at the Boone household, because let's talk to the most important part. No, the most important part of this whole thing. Like, I love Sis. She's doing great. She's got a baby. Jake is doing great working for the New York Mets. Judah just graduated. That's awesome. But there's one important member of the Boone family that we're going to bring in next, because he's done two important things this week, Brett. You know what that is?
What?
He saved your ass in our interview with Dana White because you knew nothing about MMA.
Yes, he did.
And Isaiah saved you and made you sound really, really knowledgeable when it comes to MMA. And that's something that he does every day now because of his career that he's chosen, the path he's chosen. He's responsible for saving people's lives on a daily basis. Brett, as much as I love Ray and Bob and you and Arnie and Matthew and all the Boone boys and what Jake does and what Judah's accomplished, Isaiah is the one guy every single day. He makes the biggest difference in the world by going into the career field he's chosen to work as an EMT, and he's joining us right now on the podcast. Isaiah, you there? Isaiah, I just gave you the biggest entry into the podcast, talking about of all the Boone family. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Ray, you got Bob, you got Arnie, you've got Matthew, you've got Jake, Sis, you've got Judah, but the one guy right now has the most pressure on him is you because of working as an EMT. You're the lifesaver, bro.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for coming on the podcast. All right.
Yeah, of course.
I was just telling everybody that we had a great interview with Dana White. Your dad did a great job. But kind of like Cyrano de Bergerac, he wouldn't have been able to do any of this without you helping out your dad, saving him for this big interview we were working on for years and years and years to get Dana White on. Thank you for carrying your dad through that interview.
Yeah. Kind of not too big into too many sports besides MMA. Kind of a guru in that, you know. I like to watch MMA as much as I can. It's my favorite to watch.
Well, did you watch the UFC fight at the White House?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. So I wanted to get your breakdown of that because we're going to try to get Dana back on. So
I'm going to let him.
Well, I mean, I thought I was going to go 7-for-7 on picks on that fight. You know, I thought everyone was going to be super straightforward, but the main event and the co-main event really shocked me. Like, this guy, Ilia Topuria, thought he was going to be maybe the greatest fighter of all time. Justin Gaethje, really good fighter. The guy who was going up against him, really good fighter. But honestly, in my mind, I thought he had zero chance. I thought there was zero chance that he was going to beat him. And he came in there and he beat him. So I don't even want to make picks in this sport anymore. You know, it's one of the most unpredictable sports in the world. That really caught me by surprise. I thought there was no chance. I would say that might be the biggest upset in combat sports history, in the history of the sport.
Now, right. Hey, tell us, though, I've watched two MMA events with you, one leading up to the Dana White interview.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty amazing that you end up, Brett, you just stay out of this. You don't know anything about MMA. So I'm just going to talk to your son.
That is true.
Seriously, we have these conversations. He knew nothing about it. One of the biggest interviews we've ever had here. I've interviewed Dana White, and you carried your dad through this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Had to let him know all the information. He was asking me so many questions about it.
Well, he came off as someone who's like a big MMA guy.
Well, he's a big boxing guy, you know, but he doesn't know too much about MMA. I feel like it's a newer thing. It's a newly popularized sport. I feel like back in the day, it wasn't as accepted, per se.
So what you're saying is your dad's one of those old Gen Xers that doesn't get this stuff.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that would be true.
Yeah,
I don't know. I love it. I think it's the greatest ever.
Okay, so help us out here. So we talked to Sis, your sister. We just talked to your twin, Judah. Your dad's now a grandpa. Dude.
Yeah,
amazing. He's officially old, right?
Uh-huh.
What do you think about your dad being a grandfather? I mean, Brett Boone, you've been places with him before. Everybody talks about him like he's a rock star. Oh, look, there's Brett Boone. There's Brett Boone. Now he's a grandpa.
Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty amazing. I mean, it hasn't even set in for me, honestly, that I'm an uncle. It's still like, what the heck? And you know?
Right.
You know, my grandparents aren't too old, and now he's a grandfather. It's kind of weird to me. It kind of not clicking for me yet, you know?
Right. I mean, what's the baby going to call your dad? I'm telling Savannah, I want the baby to call your dad the Boone.
The Boone. That'd be cool.
That would be outstanding.
If I was a grandfather, I'd just say, call me Isaiah, man.
That's what I'm going to tell.
Keep it, hey, yeah, keep it simple. Call me Isaiah.
Yeah. Hey, so you know what? Your dad's pretty remarkable. And I was talking about you like you're not here. I was bragging about all this. You know, Jake, everybody wants their kid to be Jake, right? I mean, Jake's Mr. All-American Perfect, Princeton Ivy League, working at baseball. You got Savannah, who I think is the toughest of all the Boone kids. If I was going to get into a street fight, she's the one that I would pick least to fight with. I think she's the toughest. Jude and I are fraternity brothers. But like I said, you have the biggest responsibility of anybody in the Boone family, maybe since Daniel Boone, because, you know, working as an EMT, you go out there and there's people depending on you. Talk to me about, you know, just lessons you've learned from your dad, watching him live his life. And for you, now that you're, you know, you and your twin brother on your way in life and, you know, you're adults now.
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest thing is, as he mentioned earlier, you know, I heard him talking with Judah, the don't have pass it, you know, especially with this job. I mean, you got to be fully into it or really bad stuff can happen, you know? So, you know, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do until a few years ago, but I kind of went into this path and I love it. You know, I love studying the material. Didn't half-ass it at all. Just put my head down, grinded it out. This is what I really want to do. I think I've found my passion here. You know, I love it. I've never heard a firefighter, EMT, paramedic say they don't like their job. It's the greatest job in the world.
I mean, think about this. You get with your grandfather. He always has great stories, right? Baseball career. Your dad has great stories. Matthew's going to have great stories playing in the minor leagues and everything he does. Arnie, you know, your Uncle Aaron is going to have great stories. Jude will have great stories. Sis is going to have great stories. Nick Allen has great stories. You top them all, though, because you're going to be able to talk
about
them.
Yeah, you think?
Right? You're going to have the best stories of the whole Boone clan.
Yeah, I have some crazy stuff going on.
That's amazing. All right. Well, I just want to say thank you for carrying your dad through the podcast. You made us proud by helping us out. It's a whole family thing when we do this podcast. Did you think your dad would last this long when he said, hey guys, I'm going to do a podcast? What was the first thing that went through your mind?
I don't know. I was like, have you ever been on a podcast before? I feel like podcasts are more of a newer thing, so I don't know how well he would do. But, you know, he's got some pretty cool guests on there. I feel like he's really good at picking the right questions for these people. I think he's doing pretty good. But honestly, to start out, I wasn't sure. But I think he's done a pretty good job here.
For the old man, for the old Gen Xer, for the grandpa, getting on the new platform. All the kids are podcasting, and now Brett Boone's one of the OGs. He's actually one of the OGs of sports podcasting now.
Yeah. I feel like it wasn't a huge thing until, honestly, soon after he started.
And
you could call yourself a pioneer.
Yeah. And then everybody and their brother jumped on, and there's been, probably three dozen ball players like, oh, I see what Brett could do. If Brett could do it, I could do it. None of them lasted.
Oh, yeah.
Still
on the game.
All right, one last thing. I haven't been able to ask you this before. You got to see your dad in uniform again, right?
I did not.
This year, I mean, you saw the pictures, you saw him on TV and stuff like that?
Oh, yes.
For you, watching your dad back on the dugout, back in uniform again, how cool was that?
I thought it was really cool. I mean, I feel like back in the day, you know, I was really young. I wasn't able to, you know, see him during his career. And it was really cool to see him back in the uniform. You know, I'd go back and watch highlights of him. Didn't realize he was that good, you know, until too long ago.
Yeah, especially because all the highlights...
He'd talk a lot. He's like, oh, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, oh, come on. But then I looked, I don't know, I watched those highlights. He's pretty good, man.
Well, but the thing is, all of his highlights are in standard definition. He's so old, he didn't get to play in HD.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was nice to see him back there again.
Yeah, it was really cool to see.
Yeah. Well, hey, anyway, thank you for coming on the podcast. I do mean it, though, of all the Boone kids. It's pretty remarkable. You've got an amazing sister, amazing twin, amazing older brother. Now, final question is.
Yes.
What baseball team are you rooting for now? If you're going to put on a lid and you're putting on a New York team, are you wearing orange and blue or are you wearing navy and white?
I think I got to go for the Yankees. Sorry, Jake. I think Jake, I got to go for the Yankees.
I tried, Jake. But there you go. All right. Hey, thanks for joining us on the podcast. Appreciate it, brother.
Of course.
All right. There you go. Thanks so much. Talk to you. All right, Brett, there you go. All the kids. We got a Boone family update. Isaiah's saving lives. Judah graduated. Sis is bringing lives into this world. And I got Jake, who's just living his best life in New York.
He's doing the New York thing. It was cool that you talk about the UFC. We were driving home from the graduation. That's when the UFC started. We dropped Jake off at LAX. He had to fly back to be at work Monday morning. And I got Isaiah on. He watched start to finish because he had downloaded the Paramount app. And right. He watched the whole UFC, and he's giving me play by play. And I'm asking in the back. I said, "All right, what's going on? What bout are we on?" You know, and he's filling me in every fighter that comes in. And I remember we watched the Strickland fight, which is the last big UFC event where Strickland upset. I forget the name of the champion. He upset right. him. I told Isaiah in that. I said, "Strickland's going to beat this guy." He said, "No way, Dad. Those Russian guys never lose." Strickland beat him. And I remember going into the final, the main event. I was going through Oceanside on my way back to my place. And I said, "Who's going to win?" He said, "There's no chance, whoever the favorite is." I still don't know his name. He said it earlier. He said, "No chance he loses. This guy might be the greatest fighter of all time." I said, "What are the odds?" I asked Siri what the odds were, like 5.5 to 1. I said, "That's not that big of a deal." I said, "I've seen Tyson fights, Mayweather fights. They're 10, 12 to 1. You got to lay $1,200 to win 100. I said, 500's not that big of a favorite. It is a big favorite, but I'm talking Mayweather Tyson numbers. And I told him, I said, "You know what? He's going to get beat tonight. It's going to go the full round, full 5 rounds. He's going to get beat." Not thinking that was really going to happen. It happened. And Isaiah, he wasn't even talking in the back seat. I'm like, "Is the fight over?" And he wouldn't answer. He goes, "I can't believe what I just saw, Dad." So he's really into it. I mean, like, when we were kids, Rich, and the Tyson fight would come on, everybody's watching it. Isaiah, with these UFC fights, he's tuned in. And when his guy doesn't win, he just can't believe it. So that was a pretty real reaction you got for him, because I was there when he won. He wouldn't even talk to me about it. He's like, "I can't believe he lost. This is something I've never thought I'd ever see." So it was pretty cool.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this version of the podcast, a little bit different, because we talk so much about Savannah. We talk about Jake and Isaiah and Judah. We thought it'd be fun, because since we've had these milestones, you know, Isaiah starting his career as an EMT. You've got Judah, who just graduated this week. I've got Savannah, who had the baby. And then Jake, we've had the podcast on, so we thought it'd be fun to kind of open up the Boone household, letting you in to see everything. Of course, the matriarch and the patriarch of the Boone household is, of course, Bob and Sue Boone. We love them so much. So we just thought it'd be nice to share a little bit of the inside of what Brett Boone's real life is like away from the podcast. We hope everybody enjoyed it.
You got it. And if you're watching on, check it out on YouTube. And if you're download it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Next week. Oh, yeah. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. Next week, hopefully, I think we're going to have Clay Thompson on. Until next time, as always, keep it here.